The third P in the David Sibbett model is process. And process we indicate with arrows. Here is a simple way to make an arrow. Start with an open box. You add the shoulders. You make a point where the tip of the arrow should be. You connect the tip with the shoulders, and there you have your arrow. If you want to show something that will go out and go parallel, two things going in parallel with each other, you again start with the open box. You then draw a U that is on the side, and then you are building your arrows from that, like this. Again, shoulders and tip, yeah. And thirdly, if you want something where you say, well, here we split, when again, you start with an open box. This time you are using a V on the side instead of a U, and you're building your arrows out of that, adding shoulders, tip for a point for the tip. And then finally, which is extremely important when you are working in Agile, is how can we illustrate iterative and incremental? So for example, the Scrum flow. Well, one way to do that is to start with a small E with a long tail. So here you have that. And then you're building your Scrum process out from there. Something like this. Yeah, a little challenging to do, but you get the point here. So this is various ways you can indicate processes by use of the David Sibbett model.